the Happy Foot Sad Foot post-game show after an incredible match in Costa Rica. I'm your host, Travis Helwig. Darren Miller is a little D in a circle, and we're joined by the smartest man in the LAFC community, Vince La Rosa. Vince, welcome.
Wow. I don't know how to come back from that. I was going to start by saying I've never met Darren before, and I just thought maybe that's what his face looked like.
I didn't have a friend to start a podcast with, so he's AI, honestly.
Ooh. Well, they're all taking our jobs anyway. So.
Yeah, we're fucked. So, you know, what a fucking game that was. I just want to get us started by saying I tweeted that Denny Bouanga was disappointing me early in the game. And boy, do I regret it. Vince, what did you see?
I mean, do you regret it, or is this now going to be a thing that we should have you do? You know, my podcast husband, Max Bredos, has a bit of a jinx where whenever he says something like, this guy looks like he's playing well, we'll then immediately like tear his ACL. So I think if you want to try something like that, let's do it. But I agree with you. Like that first, when he hits the post in the first half, it felt like one of those moments where it was like, all right, I mean, is a dog going to run the field next? Like, what's going to happen? We're going to lose by something crazy. Something bad's going to happen. And then the dude just goes out and scores a second half hat trick. And the last one was like, and I know this because I've been listening to your podcast and I listen mostly to you, Travis. I can say this. The last one, I swear to God, he kicked it and just said, fuck you. Like as loud as he could. And it was like no placement. Just, I'm just going to hit it, see what happens. And he gets his hat trick.
It was very much, you know, at the beginning of the game, the ball was at his feet a lot and he was squaring up, and I didn't want to say it, but my feeling was, feels a little like Brian Rodriguez. It feels a little bit like Brian Rodriguez. And then, you know, luckily the beautiful man, the hottest man on our team, Denny Bouanga from Gabon, let us know that he is much more than what I thought of him. Thank you everybody for tuning in the chat. I see we got a bunch of people watching, so this rules. Thanks for coming on. And if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to call in. There's a pinned thing at the top of the YouTube chat, so you can call in and chat with us. Something we have started doing in these post-game shows is giving a happy foot and sad foot for each game. The happy foot being something you're happy about, the sad foot being something you're sad about. I'm going to start with my happy foot, Vince, which is that the entire game, the only crowd noise you heard was the 32-52, and that was really fucking cool. That's a famous stadium, and we drowned them out. I don't know if it was mic placement or what, but we were so much louder than them. It was really rad.
Yeah, I mean, let's not like discount what that's like. Look, I know Costa Rica is a paradise, but going there on a Thursday is not exactly easy for all these people, and the fact that they went there and like really packed that section. As you said, they were loud. I mean, the whole stadium was filled. It was really cool scenes. And you're not used to that, you know. Yeah, I referenced the dog on the pitch from the Philadelphia game. That's more what we're used to. This felt like a really proper international continental competition. I'm very glad we were able to kind of cap off the week with what we saw.
I really feel like they're, you know, you travel that way and those fans are going to respect your team and your fan base no matter what after that. Maybe they'll even start following your team. It's really hard to not respect something like that. You know, that was my happy foot. And I think my sad foot was, I have another happy foot that I want to talk about, which is
happy feet now.
Happy. There's two happy feet. And it's Ryan Hollingshead's crosses. Holy fuck. Beautiful. Wait, who do we got? We got an animal? Is that?
Yeah, we got my cat Remo.
We got a cat on the pitch?
Yeah, we got a cat. So guys, just in case you did think we
beautiful.
Were going to get away with not having animals interrupt us. He's like, oh, Vince, I want to be a part of this. He's a big fan of the show and just had to get in on it. But we'll go back to Ryan Hollingshead.
I just wanted to say, like, those two goals were almost, the commentator said it. That's my sad foot is Opuku is
my. Oh, you stole my sad foot was going to be the commentator. It's driving me nuts. Driving me up the wall, especially with Opuku. But there was a couple other things where I was just like, what is he talking about?
If they said the same, it was clear that, you know how they have like the prep sheets or whatever? It was clear that they had like one per player and they just kept repeating their anecdote over and over again. Yep. But yeah, Ryan Hollingshead's crosses were so tight, hit Buanga both times. And it feels good to be back. I feel glowing in this game in a way that I didn't feel after the Portland game.
Yeah, it was like another level. It took Portland up another level. The first half, I thought the first half they were pretty good. They created a lot of chances. I think I wrote down, first half they had 14 shots and 6 on target. Like, that's incredible. That's like a game's worth in the first half.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, I had mentioned this, and then a lot of people were like, what are you talking about? The field, it looked beautiful, but clearly there was something wrong with it. Oh, look, Darren's
there. Hey!
We did it.
I'm back.
I wasn't really ever here.
Sorry, you were saying the field was bad, Vince?
In the first couple of minutes, there was a ball, and you could tell, like, when the ball would go, it would go for like a little bit, and then it would just lose steam really fast. And a couple guys lost their footing. There was something about it. It was just like sticky. Normally you want it to be a little slick. I got the hair for it too. I sound like Bob Bradley. You want the wet field. You want the ball to move around. There was something about it. And I guess they just figured it out in the second half. Ryan Hollingshead seemed to have no problems with it though.
For sure. For sure. Darren, now that you've joined us, how did you feel about the game?
I will say I enjoyed it. Has that been covered?
I mean, not so emphatically. That's for sure.
Yeah, catch me up. What? Give me in 3 words. What have we covered so far?
Which is my cat.
Cat.
Okay.
Danny Buanga, hot. He's very hot still. And somebody pointed out in the chat, a sad foot is the picture quality on FS2. We're already used to Apple TV, and we're snobs for the picture quality now.
Wow. Okay. So we're not getting into the game stuff yet.
what podcast do you listen to?
Yeah. What do you do here?
Sure. Okay. I'm trying to sift through all my game notes to go with non-game notes. I had a hard time coming up with a sad foot.
Yeah,
that's how much I enjoyed the game.
Apuku was the sad foot.
Apuku. Apuku. Seppuku.
Vince, as somebody who actually knows about soccer, what did you see in this game? Did we change anything between halves? I was surprised Chiellini full 90 minutes. Like, what sort of things did you see that surprised you or didn't surprise you? Oh, Darren's gone again.
Oh, I'm gone again.
Now his face looks like the OBS symbol.
Yeah, he's scary.
Yes, Chiellini surprised. Very surprised. And also, like, the way that they played, they LFC doesn't change really the way they play. Like, they went, they were high up the field. They basically were like, Giorgio and Jesus, Davin Rio, like, the two of you are just going to have to figure it out against the two of their forwards. And we're not even going to worry about that. And they were great. I mean, I think aside from a couple like funky back passes that could have been a little weird, yeah. They were fine. They were totally fine. What it was LAFC was just so much sharper. Like, the way they pass and move, the way they recognize where the next pass is and where the space is. It was good in the first half. The second half was just another level. And then they were able to obviously get their rewards. And, you know, it's cliche, but it really is true. Like, goals change games. Score that first goal, and then you get a little bit of the feeling, a little bit of the momentum. And I want to point out, though, when it was 1-0, one of the things that I had in my notes was, how does John McCarthy kind of rebound from like his little bit of a flub that he had in that game? Mm-hmm. At 1-0, I think it was Alcacer, who was one of their better players, the 18-year-old out there, had a pretty good shot from the top of the 18. McCarthy tips it over with his left hand, and that was a moment where I was like, okay, he's locked in. He's not worried about what happened. He's totally forgotten about it. And that's a moment. That's a big moment. Because if it goes then 1-1 from there,
yeah,
then you're worried.
And McCarthy then gets in his head for every game, because that's 2 fuck ups in a row. Like, it really felt like after that save, he was way more confident and way more like, he came out for a few and timed them perfectly, like really, really watched the lines in a way that I thought was really rad. Somebody's trying to call in Andrew. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this. I'm asking him to turn on his camera. Darren, do you know how to do this? I don't fucking know. The other thing that I wrote down too is later in the, okay, Andrew has his camera on. Darren, I think, has to invite him in. But Darren's
nowhere to be found.
Yeah, Darren is somewhere deep in like a I don't fucking know. But I wrote down Stipe Buick it's looking pretty out there. Like when he gets the, like he's an inch off on every hit, on every pass, he's gonna score some goals. It's fun to watch him so far.
Yeah, that's my, like, I guess my sad foot would be, like, we were deprived of a pretty sick Stipe Buyuk goal. Like, that little give-and-go was really slick. He even sorts out his feet when he's kind of in a weird spot. And their goalkeeper, who honestly, like, from a couple shots from distance looked like he was terrified, and then a shot comes in from 12 yards, and he's like, nah, I got this. Like, come on, guy. Help us out. That's our boy.
Those little I was a goalie back when it was okay for me to be a goalie at 5'8", and those shorter saves were always more fun for me because no one expects you to save them, whereas the distance ones you have time to think about how you're gonna fuck up, but the short ones you just have to react to them. Darren, do you know how to allow people into the room? We got someone off stage.
Yes, let's do it. I'm still dealing with my computer completely crapping out on me. Thank you for hanging with us, everybody. Here's Andrew.
Andrew, let's get him on here. Hey, Andrew, welcome. Hi.
You guys can hear me all right?
I'm in the car.
I just left a watch party. I'm not driving, don't worry. I'm gonna go pick up my wife from LAX. That's how much I love her. But you guys are doing a great job. I'm rocking my knockoff Chicho 29 jersey in honor of the man's birthday today.
Hell yeah.
And going into the game, I was thinking Bwanga has a chance to be our next Chicho. He has the capacity to do it, and he proved it tonight when he made when he hit the post a couple times, disappointed, missed some easy ones, and then ended up getting the hat trick. It was night and day, reminded me so much of Chicho and some of his vintage games. So was really happy to see that. And I just got to say, I got to shout out my friend Luis. I know he's listening. We're the conductors on the Stipe bandwagon.
Hell yeah.
You guys, all aboard right now.
Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Get in. There's plenty of space.
He's like, I mean, watching him, he looks, we haven't had that sort of fresh, like, you know, we've had speed with Latif, but he's crisp and fast, which is really cool to watch.
Yeah. Let's just, I'm just really rooting for him to actually score one time. He got so close. I almost lost my mind tonight. It was so exciting.
Yeah. We'll get there. Andrew, do you have a happy foot and a sad foot for the game? Just a good thing and a bad thing?
I mean, the sad foot, I think, is just having to see all the fans leave so early. I understand, you know, I get it, but I just feel for them having to travel so far away. And I mean, I think that I think it's everybody's happy foot is just seeing Bwanga. I hope that it's a huge confidence boost for him. I hope that, like I said at the beginning, I hope that he's able to step into that role, that big hole that Chicho left. I think he can. I think today is a big part of the of allowing him to build that confidence to get there.
Yeah, man, it's right. This is so rad. Thank you for calling in. I agree with everything you said.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Great work. You're hilarious. Keep the title too.
Thank you so much, Andrew. That means a lot.
Good callback.
Tell your wife she has a good husband for picking her up at LAX.
I will.
That's huge. What a huge move. LAX, thanks, Andrew. Impossible to get to.
See you soon.
See you later.
It's hard to, I'm trying to figure out how to, is he gone? We're learning as we do this. This will be really fun on audio to listen to.
I think he has to be the one to leave. I don't know. This is our first time doing this.
We have a request in the chat from Mario. Can we get some play-by-play breakdown with Vince on the magnet board? Is this too soon? God. Is this too soon to ask for tactics?
The magnet board is fantastic. This is really my only credentials. If you don't have one of these, you're not an expert, clearly. I don't know how to do that. I mean, it's not going to look great.
Well, what did you see tactically? Did we do anything different? Did we play the same?
No, I mean, we didn't do anything different. I would say this, like, look, if you want to do something just real quick here on the
and remember, part, we're putting this out as audio. So over describe what's happening.
So I just want to I just want to take real quick, like on the Hollingshead goal, which is something was interesting, was the fact that the ball switched from left to right. And then you had Mahala making a run. So here's Mahala, even though that's not his number. When he does that, like, and checks short, the defense, like, really kind of, like, looks at him, right? And Hollingshead goes, like, here's Hollingshead. He's like, well, look at all this space here. Like, what can I do with that there? And that this is kind of an LAFC game model thing, or just, like, a principle with them where it's like, yes, you can make this simple pass, right? And that's fine. And maybe he can do something with it. But always look deeper. And that, for that second goal, that ability to run, to break into that space, it really is a principle of LAFC. It's a recognition. They, this is what makes them so good, is that ability to connect. This is why people might be worried a little bit when they have to rotate, because that understanding, like Ryan sees Mahala checking in, he makes the run, and you have a guy like Ilya who's smart enough to know, well, can we go deeper? Can we go for the longer pass? Can we go for the more dangerous pass? Those are things that don't happen overnight. You know,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, clearly, it looks really good on a little magnets board. But Steve has. I've been to the training facility. They have like an actual screen where they can write on it with pen. Oh, it's incredible. So
the magnets would destroy that screen, I think. We can't bring the magnets close to that screen.
Yeah, that's how you get like those weird dots on your flat screen. But yeah, no, just like a little overexplain it. Like again, really, what it is when the defense cinches up. And Steve talks about it. Deep runs. Make your runs into an area that is a dangerous spot. Don't just do it kind of half-ass. Hollingshead recognizes it, and it comes off to perfection. I would say that Ryan, you know, he still had work to do. I mean, that little move that he made around that defender, which was like, bloop, yeah. And bounced it around. It was incredible. But yeah, there you go. There's a little fun tactics breakdown as my cat tries to eat eat my headphones.
What you just said is 100 times smarter than anything we've said on this podcast so far. So thank you.
You're welcome. But as you and I have had talks back and forth, like it really can be that simple. Once you start to kind of recognize things, like, and to be honest with you, like the game is not simple, but you start to, if you can kind of dumb it down into those ways, like see space, go to space. I'm not going to lie to you. That's kind of how the coach talks to the players. Like, do this. Because if you give them too many things, there's so much going on. There's 11 guys out there. You can't keep them all straight.
Right. Like, it's too much math. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all happening at high speed.
Darren, do you have any happy foots or sad foots you want to share for the game?
I do. Now that I'm able to technically speak. but who knows how long it'll last. Yeah. Okay. I liked seeing McCarthy get some confidence moments. That was huge, I thought. Bwanga's third goal was a fucking laser. I love seeing that. He just drilled it right into the net, right out of the net.
Do you know, like in like late in basketball games when you're not supposed to score, it sort of felt like that, where the defense was like, we're not going to watch you right now. And he was like, fuck you.
That's a really fun part of the two games thing, where it's like we can run up the score. It's like,
well,
who
should,
knows what's gonna happen?
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really should.
And then the Hollingshead to Bwanga Express. It has been firmly established.
Mwah. Mwah. Yeah.
That's my big one.
I have one that isn't, I would say it's a both a happy and a sad foot, which was Carlos Vela picking up a bottle full of piss and then immediately being subbed off. Like, he picked up piss with his bare hands and then was called out of the game.
He also did the thing like he picked it up, but then tried to like motion to the ref that it was like, he was complaining to the ref like he was flopping. Like it was like a foul, like a fake foul situation. It was so weird. He was like very theatrical.
I've been hit with piss.
But you know what? Like, that's actually, that's a really good point. Like, that's something that, like, MLS teams, like, don't do well, usually. And, like, it, to their own detriment, because they're like, well, we're a bunch of white guys, and we're stuffy, and we're uptight. We play by the rules. It's very English. It's very, like, an English thing to do.
Yeah.
I love Carlos. Like, especially when he's in the corner, and he's like, they just keep throwing stuff at me. I'm not going to do anything until they stop throwing stuff at me. Like, do that. Because it makes teams... You could see how upset the other team was getting. And yeah, it was upsetting the fans more. That my only worry was, I was like, Carlos, well, they're going to not stop. But you need to do those little things. I mean, even back to Hollingshead, he even had some moments where like he fell on the ball. He's like, oh, I can't get off the ball. Where's the ball? Like, just little things like that are so, like, people call it cheating, but come on. It's not cheating.
It's shithousery. It's important. Yes. And like, we waste that time and it gets them off their game. It like, there's a reason other sports are starting to do it more, not less. It's because it works and it's important.
Yeah.
There's also, I'd say, like genuinely legitimate times too, where you're just like, you just need to highlight for the ref that something just happened.
Yeah. Someone just hit me with piss.
Yeah. You know, there's all those times when you're playing in a game and a bottle full of piss just comes out of the stands and then you don't know if the ref saw it or not. So you just got to make sure he saw it. I will say, Kellen Acosta needs an acting coach. There was that he was in the box and there was a slide tackle that like kind of caught his cleat a little bit and he just went straight down to his shin.
He
and
jumped the like an anime like,
oh,
character.
God, it wasn't even close.
The inability of soccer players to ever grab even remotely the area where like it was.
Yeah, how do you not know?
Yeah, like it hits their toe and next thing you know, they're grabbing their knee and you're like,
that's how you know it's a real foul versus a fake foul. If they're grabbing their knee, it's fake. No matter what, if they're grabbing their knee and like going back and forth, unless it's like a horrific foul. Yeah. But like when Maxime shattered his leg, he grabbed his leg and stood still. Whereas like when Kellen Acosta flew into the sky like a Dragon Ball Z character and fell to the ground, he was fine. Michael pointed out that it's so valuable to know that Chiellini can go 90 with how many matches we could potentially be playing this season. And that was something that I was very surprised about. I think Chiellini is slowly becoming, if not already, our most important player. He brings so much fucking calm to the field when he's out there. Like, everyone trusts him. He's always in the right place. And knowing he could do 90 and then we could start Aaron Long on Sunday against the Revolution, former Defensive Player of the Year, is like, that's a pretty nice luxury to have as a team.
Oh, huge.
It seemed like he was deliberately pacing himself in the very beginning. I wonder if he was like, I know I'm going 90. Let's see if I can pull this off.
A little bit. I mean, this is kind of the way he plays, right? But what drives me crazy is when people, like, when you point that out, and they're like, well, you guys have a 38-year-old that you have to – it's like, yeah, but he's a transcendent defender. Like, he's an all-timer. Like, there's nothing wrong with him being that important to your team.
Right. It's not like if we were – you know, I get the retirement league thing, and I get that we're trying to get away from it. That's only true if you only sign retirement players. But if you have Chiellini and Sifu and Stipe Buick on your team, and Chiellini is able to play 90 full minutes on the championship team, then it's not a retirement team. You know, right. If we had a team of Chiellinis, maybe. A team of Chiellinis would be very fun. We'd be playing volleyball.
That'd be awesome.
There's just like people in the world that you see and you're like, I think I could be good friends with him. And Chiellini is one of those people.
So I am, aside from LAFC, I am also a Juventus fan. So,
oh, wow.
Chiellini, oh, cool.
Is absolute, like, just top of the top for me. And I have luckily gotten to meet him. I even shared espresso with him at the training facility. And I shit you not, I was just trembling like this. And I look at him and I go, so are we going to, like, do we do it in one shot? And he looks at me and goes, it's not tequila. And I'm like, oh, man, he's funny, too. Like, he's incredible. He was telling me about having to get his driver's license. Like, he's just chatting with me before he's like, yeah, I got to go get my driver's license. I'm like, how is it? In what world is this possible that this conversation is happening right now?
It must be really fun for him, too, to go from being like a megastar in Italy to be able to go to L.A. and, you know, play for an important team, but also like, be anonymous in situations that he hasn't been anonymous in a long time. I bet that's a really fun. I mean, he just seems happy here in a way that makes me happy. Did you go to the Juventus Real Madrid game last summer?
I did not. So I have been to those and they've always like seemed to be like a disappointment. And then obviously 90,000 other people were like, I'm going to go there. I was like, oh, okay, I should have gone.
It was cool to be there, but it made me want to get to the Rose Bowl 5 hours early for the El Tráfico game because I didn't see the first half. That's how bad traffic was.
You got there 4 months early, we saw, and you know, you're still there.
I'm still there. I'm still soaking wet and I'm still looking for Colin Hanks. but I just want to say that I do think Chiellini is, he's slowly not only becoming the most important player on the team to me, but my favorite player. I really love watching him play on the pitch.
Yeah, you, if you watch, if I were to be like, obviously watch Blanc, I'll watch Carlos Vela, they're going to be more fun. But if you really want to learn a lot about soccer, like just spend a whole game or half watching Giorgio do what he does. Because he, like, to your point, Darren, about him seeming to pace himself, it part is that, but the other part is I feel like he just reads the game before everyone else. He's like, okay, it's going to go there, and then I'm going to step in, and I'm going to grab the ball. Thanks. And so he just seems to have – he's seen everything, and he sees the game at a quicker pace than I think anyone else in MLS.
Yeah.
Michael KP in the comments says, I want Chiellini to be my life coach, which I think is a great, great call.
He does seem like he has no anxiety, which is something I could learn from him. You know, it feels like everything's fine. And maybe that comes with having, I don't know, dozens of millions of dollars, but he just seems like he's okay.
Yeah, he has one of those, like, why aren't you smiling smiles.
And he's always, like, talking to the other players. They seem happy to see him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I noticed that, like, on one of the corners, Giancarlo Gonzalez was, he was, like, marking, and they had, like, played against each other in the 2014 World Cup, Italy versus Costa Rica, and I swear, Giorgio was like, hey, man, do you remember me, blah, blah, and the guy's probably like, dude, not right now.
Oh, I love him.
That's
great. I would do anything for him. Any other thoughts? Any other happy foot, sad foots we want to get to?
I have a sad foot, which I feel like it might be hard to come by for a game like this, so maybe I should throw it out there. I've been harping on this, though, so shut me up if you need to. I feel like we got out-kitted again, which is a big issue for me. I'm trying so hard to like these kids, but it's just not happening for me. Yeah. And their kids were really cool.
Their kids were cool. Actually, one of the things I thought was, I was like, dude, those are pretty rad. Like, do I know somebody in Costa Rica that could snag yeah, me one of those? Like, that was my first thought.
There's like all these cool designs on them. And then it, like, even the sponsor on the back had a smiley face. That was cool. They got butt text going on.
Yeah. This is my first time wearing the Mucinex kit. And I know we're supposed to like the team no matter what, but I gotta say, it's not vibing well with me. But I wanted to wear it for my Denny Bwanga. I got Bwanga on the back.
You're proving that you're putting the effort in. I think that's important because I'm not. So.
And I love spending money on bullshit. And that's what I know about this. that's a great sad foot because that is true. Their kits are great.
You know it's a good kit when they look like NASCAR drivers and with the amount of sponsors, it's still cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. They still do that. Well, it's all the sponsors they want to get on that kit, you know? They're like, well, I got to get my name on that.
Coming to a league in America near you soon, I guarantee.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, we have Ford and we have Apple TV. And yeah, very soon we're going to have another thing above the Adidas. Can't wait. I can't wait. At least it's not an MLM. That's all I'm saying. Do you think, okay. I'm trying to think of like, if there's anything else we need to say before we wrap this up.
I was curious, Vince, what you thought of like the touches that the subs got, what kind of, if they got some valuable playing time or what that looked like to you.
Yeah. I mean, Stipe obviously got some good touches in there. I think, Tillman showed us something a little bit more than what he did in both the preseason and then obviously against Portland. I thought against Portland, he looked like a deer in headlights a little bit. Like he's clearly talented and he could hold on to the ball, but he would get the ball. He'd look ahead and go, and then he'd pass the ball backwards. It's like, no, man, do something, like try something. And then there was that moment.
He did a couple like presentational dribbling around moments in the
game. Yeah, just after he got in the game, he's like, all right, I'm going to dribble all the way over here. No one's going to come here with me. All right, okay. I'm going to take it back over this other way. He's like, don't nobody. All right. And like they just couldn't get the ball from him. So I thought that was good. Even Palencia to get in. I thought him playing the left is interesting, right? He's a right back. He's right-footed. I did get to talk to him quickly at training in one of the media days, and he said, look, I can play left or right. It's one thing to say it, though. But the fact that he can, it's another weapon because remember Hollingshead was a left back, always a left back.
Oh, right.
Like, one of the best left backs in MLS and then has to play right back. And then like, I didn't think actually Ryan was very, it's not that he's bad. It's just like, it's different when you're on the other side. And even though his stronger foot is on that side, like the angles are different. The way you turn into things are different. And it took him some time to get up to speed. And then he became not only was he the best left back in the league for a while, now he was the best right back in the league last season. So if Palencia can do that, because there's one thing that we didn't have last season was like Cheeky played a lot, a lot. And so you're going to need that. And that's really good. Cause I would have thought, honestly, going into this weekend, I'm like, okay, Hollingshead comes out, Palencia comes in, Long's in for Giorgio. Maybe we see Daniil Maldonado for Murillo, but now it looks like maybe we can take Cheeky out. And the amount of minutes that he's put on his legs, that's going to be a really good thing.
Yeah. I honestly forgot about him when he came in. I was like, oh yeah, that was the guy that we all thought was Obama Yang for a few days. Yeah. That was a fun time. Omar says the team doesn't look like we went to the offseason. They're firing on all cylinders. And I agree with that. I mean, like, you know, the last 20 minutes of the Portland game aside, you know, and again, we're playing against a Costa Rican side, but it was a good Costa Rican side at home after traveling. And we looked fucking crisp. Like mm-hmm. we looked good today. And I was not, as you've heard from the podcast, always very worried about how we're going to look. Everything, we're always at a disadvantage, no matter what. It comes from being a New York Knicks fan. I can't shake the fear that something bad is going to happen. And it was so fun to watch this game. The first half was great, but the second half was like, I don't know, it was like eating candy. It was beautiful.
I feel like Gareth Bale is who has absolved you from that. Cause like LAFC really did feel that way, right? Like for the longest time. And then even in that game, in the final, you're like, well, that's the thing that's going to go wrong. We've had such a good season. Let me think of what to say that. So I seem very eloquent and nice about being the fact that we lost. And then Gareth Bale does that and you go, fuck everything, Philly. We got this. Like, we're good. And I feel like, I don't know. It does feel, to his point, like connecting, like clicking on all cylinders, but also like, it just feels a little bit different where like, and sometimes that's what championships do. It just gives you that little bit of extra belief. So maybe we'll cure your crippling fear of the worst, Travis, this season, but I'm with
this
you.
This will be my Lexapro. Yeah. This will be my Prozac. That'll get me through it. Michael says we looked as crisp as an Apple TV broadcast. It's amazing how much we're all standing a multi-billion dollar company, but you know, I'm very happy they're doing,
they pull it off.
David wants to ask, this question cannot be for me and Darren. I guarantee it. He says, what sort of rotation do you think we'll see on Sunday night? My guess is Aaron Long at center back instead of Chiellini. Anyone else you think we might see?
I mean, I'm not the right person to ask. I've been saying that Aaron Long's been going to start like since the season because I was like, there's no way Georgia. I keep getting the starting. I don't even know why I put projected starting 11s on there. It's because people like him. I don't know. I don't know anything. But yeah, Aaron Long's definitely going to play. There's no way Georgia can play three games in a week.
Yeah.
You know, Tillman, I think, is going to come in one way or another. Like I said, Palencia. Maybe some of the kids. Who knows? Eric Duaneus getting in at the very end. I think that was more just to give Denny, a little bit of curtain call with the three goals and stuff like that. But I think some of the kids might get into the game. And I think that you get used to it this season, because coming off of games like this, Steve's really going to, especially it's an Eastern Conference team. What do you lose? Like, you play against New England. Yeah, if you get 3 points, that's great. It's good for you. It's good in general, obviously, for supporter shield. But it doesn't hurt you too much if you get a draw against the Eastern Conference team.
Yeah, I just don't want Latif Blessing to think that we're better, we're worse now. I need him to know that we're better now. And that's important to me. And I just want him to know that when he's here on Sunday.
What's the over under on the amount of time Latif spends on the field after the game going around the stands?
Oh my God. Just slowly clapping. Man, what is it like? I mean, he did that when he was here anyway, so it's going to be extra long.
Like, I almost want the New England kit man to be like, look, I'm just going to bring like 20 jerseys and you could just go and like throw it. Just like, oh, no, we'll put in a cannon. We need to get
like,
we could just shoot out through this jersey.
It's going to be so weird to play against him. All right. So
I can't wait.
I feel like we talked about a lot. Vince, anything that we missed? You're the smart one.
It just keeps coming on me. No, I mean, I think we covered it all. It was, you know, the Bwanga hat trick, looking good, the rotation. I mean, and we pointed out that John McCarthy gave a little bit of confidence. And I think we can't understate how important that clean sheet might be. Three away goals is like,
I mean, if they win 3-0 in no 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 if, like if they win four wait no how does it
they'll
work
have to win 4-0
yes,
3-0 will only send it to penalties.
4-0 yeah, okay, we feel good.
Yeah, so that's just how much better it is. And so I think that was important. And yeah, just the performance, like you said, Portland felt so good up to a point, and then you were like, I'm a little worried, and then this was like, oh no, we're fine.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, like we said on the podcast, we're giving away tickets for this Sunday. If you want to see the Latif Blessing revenge game, there's a link in the show notes for this and on our Twitter and stuff. All you have to do is prove that you follow us on a thing and you're entered to win my seats in section 129. And yeah, I mean, thanks so much for tuning in and for calling in and for commenting. It's been so rad to read the comments. Darren, anything you want to end with?
No, I'll do some quick podcast housekeeping. That we had one post in our bet. I need 9 in the next game, and then yes. I'll be a winner. And then we had 3 goals from Buwanga. None of them count toward our LAFC fantasy. So both of us are doing poorly as expected.
One more housekeeping thing before we go. If you're not subscribed to Vince's Substack, you need to subscribe to Vince's Substack. He is doing the best work in our community for like not only building a community, but also doing so intelligently and in a way that's easy to digest. So if I love getting his emails, they come a couple times a week, and it's so worth the fucking $5? You can spend $5. It's so
easy. It's not even $5. It's free right now. You can pledge. I have not turned it on. I don't even know when I'll turn it on, if I will, but right
everybody
now,
should give Vince money. That's what I'm saying.
Turn it on
that
yourself.
That would be nice. Yeah, I mean, I am still definitely hashtag hire Vince. And it doesn't even need to be for soccer. You need like a platonic companion.
Or yeah.
Something. Maybe you win Travis's tickets and you're like, well, I don't want to go alone. I would love an expert to sit with me. I could do that.
That's an insane service, expert to sit with you at soccer games. That would be amazing.
I think that's called an escort. I think that's a sex worker.
Tactical.
I was trying to think
escort.
Of it more like Richard Pryor from The Toy, where I would just be like the toy of some very expensive rich kid.
100%.
Just like keep him company. But yeah, escort too. That works.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And Vince, we can't thank you enough for doing this.
Thank you so much.
It means a lot. Please, whenever you want, you're welcome to join, whether on the recorded or on the live stream. You're so much smarter than us, so this is helpful. Thank you for listening in the chat. I'm looking in this direction because that's where I can see the chat. And thanks for subscribing. And if you haven't yet, we have a preview match or a preview podcast that goes over the Revolution game that you can listen to. And thanks for checking out Happy Foot, Sad Foot. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.